course, it's real difficult to believe. And then I had heard about how the dormitories that were built during my administration there are just really going down and going to pot because nobody is there to live in them. And so now they have an 8-floor high-rise dormitory that's just going to waste.
I had heard that the school had really taken a turn for the worse because West Virginia's a state, there are really not that many blacks in the state.
Not at all. And the whites, there are some whites there who want to come down to West Virginia, and I say down because it's not actually in Charleston. It's down from Charleston in Institute. And the distances are just so, it's just so enormous. You know, the distance, although it's 11 miles from Charleston to Institute, the church that my family attended was in Charleston. And we lived in Institute. On the faculty complex there, and I did other work there in West Virginia as well as, you know, working down there at the college. I was the assistant director of Upward Bound, and while in that capacity, I had to speak to 25 diplomats from Washington, and I don't really know to what countries they were diplomats, but
Were they United States diplomats or diplomats to the United States?
They were diplomats. They were people, I believe, that were being trained to be diplomats. When I got the call, I was the assistant director of Upward Bound at that time, which, of course, is a poverty program. And I can't even remember now who had asked me to speak to them about the poverty programs in West Virginia. But, of course, being as I am, I will take a dare. And if you feel that I can do it, I feel it too.
those states are, I guess, West Virginia, East Tennessee, and Eastern Kentucky, probably the poorest areas in the,
yes,
or at least Western West Virginia and Eastern Tennessee. I know that I was really shocked at the poverty in East Tennessee when I moved up there, and Alabama's not the wealthiest state in the nation, but
one of the most earth-shaking things that I had heard about West Virginia State, and of course I haven't heard it from anybody but my husband, who is... And he has been in West Virginia most of his life, although he wasn't born there. He was born in Philadelphia, in Washington, Pennsylvania. And he says that at one time, West Virginia was, I take that back, he more than likely said Charleston, which was the capital, was the second highest in the nation per capita. And that was just hard to believe, because nothing in that city, nor any part of the state that I saw, and I saw a lot of it, implies to me that these people have ever had a lot of money. Because usually, if they have it, their surroundings ought to show it. Show it too, you know, because if you have this kind of money to spend, you're going to want to go to the nicer places, you see. And I don't think that is there and indicative of it.
You mentioned you. What church did you go to? You mentioned the church you
went to. I went to Simpson Memorial Methodist Church, United Methodist.
Oh, you are a Methodist?
Yes.